I'd like to share with you something that I call the mini-me principle. Look, parenting, it's important, and parenting is hard. Nevertheless, the amount of training and support that we receive, it's minimal. And I feel compelled to share some of the parenting principles that I've learned from the Lord over the past 25 years. My hope is that this resource would empower parents to raise children who follow Jesus and not our culture. Look, as parents, I hope we understand that our children, they're watching and they're learning to be like us. Jesus demonstrated, and he declared this truth. It says that Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. That's the Gospel of John chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. You see, the relationship between the Heavenly Father and the Son, it's a perfect model of what God has designed for the parent-child relationship. Notice, God created our children with a desire, with a predisposition to be like us, to be like mom and dad. They like to mimic, they like to copy, they like to follow their parents. They really become little mini-me's. Again, this is a demonstration of Jesus and the Father. I mean, check this out again. Scripture says that the Son is the radiance or the reflection of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. That's Hebrews 1, verse 3. So again, notice, Jesus reflects his Father. Similarly, our children will also reflect us and represent who we are. They will become mini-me's of us. In many ways, I became who my earthly father was when he was raising me. I became the good, the bad, and the ugly, all of it, right? I learned sound financial management, responsibility, how to fix things, a love for music, and even how to plant a church. However, I also picked up some other stuff. I picked up a pattern of anger that was passed down from my father's father to my father and then to me. So notice, this mini-me principle demonstrates that in many ways we are passing down to our children generational blessings or curses. Let me be clear about what I mean. We are passing down our ways of thinking, our ways of living, our ways of responding, of spending our time, of relating to one another and relating to God. Parents, look, we have the big role and the big calling to show our children how to live life God's way. Apostle Paul illustrates how this principle is supposed to work when he said, "Follow my example as I follow Christ." That's 1 Corinthians 11:1. You see, the Apostle Paul just told his spiritual children, "Be a mini-me of me, because I'm being a mini-me of Jesus." And I believe that there's nothing that turns kids away from the Lord more than to have parents who preach religion, but who don't truly walk with God. I'm convinced that the greatest thing that we can do to help our children live for God is for us to live for God. Living for God is our personal reality, and our kids see that. They see it's for real, and then they follow in our footsteps. Our kids need to see that we've sincerely connected with the Lord. We sincerely follow him. We sincerely obey him. We sincerely fear him. And we have sincere intimacy with God. Now that's a legacy worth living and worth leaving. And I'm not talking about perfection in any of this, but I am talking about a humble faith that relates to God and brings him into every aspect of our life. I want to close this time with a prayer. Lord, we come humbly before you and we thank you, Lord, that in you, all things are possible, including us being good parents, leading our children in the way that they should go. So, Lord, pour out your grace on every one of us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.